Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're living in an age whereby irony dies every day. And so I want to talk to you about the twindemic, the deadly looming twindemic, because it bears a bit of consideration. And in order, before we get there, by the way, if you want to support me, do consider buying me a coffee. There is a link below to do that. If you want to do that, or if you want to go to the donor box and drop a dollar or a pound in there, that would be great. And don't forget, we have our shop, where you can get Pure Blood t-shirts, you can get your podcast goodies, all the merchandise. It's in the shop, link below. Right, I'm going to play a clip of a satirical piece which I put up on a couple of my social media accounts, and I'm going to just play you the first minute of it, and then I'm going to talk about a real story. So this is satire. And then I'm going to play you the real world.
We need incentives. What to offer them? How about an apology for duping them into taking the first three?
Oh, ha, 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 monkey boy. This is bloody serious. Pharmaceutical companies aren't making nearly enough money.
I suppose there's also a real danger that you doctors won't have as lavish a Christmas as you did the last 2 years.
Exactly. But less important than that is a surge coming.
What of bullshit, propaganda, and lies?
A surge. A twindemic. A surging twindemic. A twin surge-demic.
Of what?
Winter flu. And COVID. A tag team of absolute bastardry on an unimaginable scale. We'll likely call it COVID flu or flu-ovid or something.
Okay, so you get that. Now, as I say, you can check that one out. It's on my social media. Now I'm going to go to the actual media today. Millions urge to get flu and COVID jabs amidst fears of a winter twindemic in the UK. What? Yeah, I'm afraid this is the word we live. It's clown world. Health officials say influenza and coronavirus could spread widely at the same time in the months ahead. Yeah, tens of millions of people are being urged, pleaded, we beg you, get your flu and COVID jabs as soon as possible. As possible, fears of a winter twindemic pose a serious risk to public health. Ba-boom. And just like that, satire becomes reality. The UK Health Security Agency officials are braced for a resurgence in flu infections capable of causing severe disease in the coming months. And they're concerned it will coincide with a major wave of coronavirus that is already building. Oh, really? Already building, you say? Whilst COVID restrictions keep influenza at extremely low levels in the past 3 years, no, that's a lie. The return to almost pre-pandemic levels of mixing in the UK means the virus is ripe to bounce back this season when immunity in the population is low. Well, no, again, we have to dissect that. First of all, COVID restrictions have kept nothing at bay, right? So let's dismiss that. And this business of the fact that mixing in the UK, in other words, humanity has returned, all that means is that people are living their normal lives. And immunity in the population is low. Where do you get that claim from? That's made up. And then let's get to the expert, Susan Hopkins, the chief medical advisor of UKHSA. She says, there's strong indications we could be facing the threat of widely circulating flu, lower levels of natural immunity due to less exposure over the last three winters, and an increase in COVID-19 circulating with lots of variants that can evade the immune response. Hey, Susan, we're doomed then, aren't we? We're all doomed. She says, this combination poses a serious risk to our health, particularly those in high-risk groups. And then, if it's not bad enough, folks, if you're thinking, wow, that sounds so bad, David, the NHS comes under pressure every winter as the cold weather drives up hospital admissions. But if flu and COVID spread widely at the same time, the health service could face a particularly difficult season. Got that. Now, about 33 million people living here are due for a free flu vaccine this autumn, with children being offered the nasal spray vaccine. Ah, brilliant news. And 26 million of those who qualify for a free flu shot are also eligible for a free autumn COVID booster. Oh, that's amazing. And it's gonna be the bivalent one. You know, the bivalent one, which as I discussed with my friend Dr. Laurence Villard on Monday evening, the original variant, which isn't in circulation anymore, it targets it. That's exciting. And the Omicron BA.5 variant, which is a specific one, it targets, that's a very mild one. So you need to make sure you take those. So anyway, she goes, Steve Russell, the NHS Director for Vaccinations and Screening. Hey, Steve, look forward to meeting you at the Nuremberg trials, says this winter could be the first time. Sorry, that was Omicron BA.5 attacking me, friends. Get away, stay away. This winter could be the first time we see the effects of the so-called twindemic, with both COVID and flu in full circulation. So it is vital that those most susceptible come forward for vaccines in order to protect themselves and boost big pharmaceutical profits. No, he didn't. I made that last bit up. He didn't say that, but maybe he thought it. If you have been offered a flu vaccination or a COVID booster, you should book in as soon as possible. But then, this is also amusing. There are no signs that the flu season has arrived in the UK. All right, so the deadly twindemic is going to start, but we don't have any flu. Okay. However, COVID cases and hospitalizations have begun to rise as new Omicron variants that are better able to evade immunity from vaccines gain ground. But hang on, we know that the Omicron variants of COVID-19 are the least the most mild and the least serious. So what are you talking about here? What are you actually talking about? They wheel out another professor from Imperial College. Oh, right, Imperial College London. Now, where have we heard that before? Peter Openshaw, who says low levels of flu over the past couple of winters mean hardly anyone has natural immunity to influenza anymore. Oh, really, Peter? Is that how it works then? Influenza, you don't, once you've had the thing, then you don't, your T cells don't hold it in their memory, and therefore you have future immunity. That no longer works. Okay, I get that. He says, this winter, I think we're concerned that infections may have a bigger impact and may be able to cause trouble in people who normally wouldn't be included in the vaccination people in the program. All right, so we need to basically vaccinate everybody for flu and as many as possible for COVID. Another concern is that, of course, some people may be reluctant to have COVID and influenza vaccines. I think some people are saying, I'll have one, but I won't have the other. But Professor Peter says, we know that giving both the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine simultaneously is safe and they do not interfere with each other. People really do need to get both because they can act quite differently against two different viruses. They just wheel these ones out. Another guy, Tom Peacock, a virologist at Imperial College London. Ta-da! Again, Imperial College London. It could be pretty bad, particularly combined with a COVID wave. So this is the fear-mongering anyway that these people are pushing. And as I say, I started off this podcast by playing you what is a very funny little bit of satire. And I finished it. So we started off talking about this twindemic, the deadly twindemic that's desperately needed by big pharma. And what have we got now? The media telling us that there's going to be a deadly twindemic and you need to get your flu and COVID vaccines. I'm afraid fact is more deadly than fiction. Anyway, listen, thanks so much for listening to this one.